Well, hi there. It's Wedding Tips for Wow Factor Wednesday. You know, Wednesdays actually used to be my least favorite day of the week, but not anymore because we get to spend some time together. I'm Steve Moody, and I would love to help you have an amazing wedding, the kind of wedding that your family members and friends are going to talk about for years to come. I've been in the wedding industry since 1989 and have helped create amazing and memorable weddings for over 2,500 couples. So you take that experience and combine it with a few extra tips from some of my local favorite wedding pros, ooh, and even some of our previous brides and grooms too. You take all that, mix it together, and it's the perfect recipe for bringing that extra wow factor on your wedding day. Now, we've got a lot to talk about, so let's jump right in. If you are like most folks that reach out to us, this is probably the first time that you've ever had to hire a DJ or a photographer or a florist or any of your other wedding professionals, right? And if you're just getting started, I'm sure that it can be a little overwhelming. That sound right? Especially if you are not a person that loves to plan. And I know that not everybody does. Now, there are some folks that we work with. I see them, they come in, they've got their spreadsheets and their charts, and they've got five or six different binders for all their different vendors. But I know that I can safely say that is just some folks that enjoy it. And probably the majority of people, you don't get that same type of enjoyment out of planning. All right. I know it's not for everybody. A huge part of the problem in understanding our industry is that for many brides and grooms, they don't understand the terminology that we use. They don't understand the way the wedding industry runs. You didn't grow up in it like many of us did. You don't understand why some companies are part-time. How can somebody be a part-time service and some are full-time and some charge more and some cost less? And there's just so many different variables. How do you know which service is best for you? Especially if you don't understand the wording and the terminology that people are using within the industry. So that being said, today I wanted to share a few insights that can help you as you are doing your research to start to plan your wedding and hire your vendors. Now, the information that I'm going to share with you is universal. It works across the board. So whether you're looking for a photographer, a videographer, a florist, even wedding planners or any other wedding vendor you can think of, this is going to work, all right? Now, I'm going to come at it from the DJ's perspective, just because that's where I'm most familiar. But again, all of these concepts that I'm sharing with you can be applied to most of your other wedding pros as well, with the exception of the venue. So just like any other service in the wedding industry, DJ companies come in all shapes and sizes, and we are all very different, okay? Let's start with the basics. You have two main choices. You can either work with a single operator, or you can work with a larger DJ company. So we're going to talk about larger DJ companies like mine just a little bit later on. So for right now, let's just talk about single DJs. Now, this is just a single person that has their own DJ business. Maybe they're running it out of their home, but it's one person running a company. That's referred to as a single op or a solo op. So they are not part of a large organization, just one person. I'm going to use the term single op for the remaining of this, just for our purposes, all right? So a single op, a single DJ working on their own, if that makes sense to you. Now, I'm going to break it down a little bit further. A single op can either be running their business as a full-time profession, or they may be running this business as a side job or a hobby in addition to their regular weekday job or their regular profession, all right? So here's the way it can run. You can be a single op, but you could also be full-time or you could be part-time. Make sense? Single op, full-time, or part-time. Now, how can someone claim to be a part-time and still be professional? I see somebody's business cards and it says professional DJ or professional photographer, and I know that that is not their profession. They have something different that they do during the week that is their profession, and they do this on the side. Well, it's a little bit tricky in the wedding industry, okay? To be clear, anybody can go online and get business cards printed up and create a website saying that they are a professional DJ or a professional photographer or professional videographer. Yes, there are DJ academies and conventions that people can go to and conferences and workshops, but there's no formal degree. Probably the closest thing would be a degree in mass communications for broadcasting, which most mobile DJs do not have, okay? The truth is, in many cases, most mobile DJs that are out there performing at weddings have had no formal training. You've probably had the same amount of training that they have, and they're in front of the room hosting a wedding, in most cases, all right? They learned their ropes through trial and error. They got the sound system together, downloaded some music, and they hit the streets. Now, here's an odd thought, but it's true, and really think about this, let this sink in. Thousands and thousands of DJs all over the country Over 95% of the DJ services in the United States of America are part-time, single ops. Really let that sink in. So more than 9 out of 10 times when you've seen a DJ somewhere, more than likely part-time, single op, no formal training, no more training than what you have sitting here listening to this. All right, so let's flip the coin just a little bit. We're still talking about single ops. There are a small handful of the most successful, skilled, and sought-after DJs with a greater amount of experience and a reputation within the DJ industry. Now, they've taken their part-time business and gone to the next step, and they've made it a full-time profession. Okay, you might wonder why some services charge more than others. Well, yes, it is reflected in their pricing. They have a regular overhead and business expenses, maybe like an office, the website, the 800 numbers. Maybe they're paying somebody to do their social media for them. However, as this company is their full-time job, they really have the ability to quickly respond to emails and texts and phone calls. So it's a different level of service that you're getting from someone that it is their full-time profession. Okay. They don't have another job taking attention away from you during the day. Your wedding or your event is their job. They also have a lot of extra time to put into planning your wedding. The full-time businesses are generally licensed and insured. They're in higher demand. They use top name brand equipment and many times have had some sort of formal training as a master of ceremonies or as an actual DJ to play the music. The full-time professionals also generally continue to educate themselves within the DJ industry by attending national and local industry conferences and conventions. Most of them read the industry publications or members of different chat boards and organizations online, and they're constantly bettering their skills as a performer and as a business owner, all right? And more than likely, if they're a full-time professional, they're a member of some sort of National Entertainers Association. We have several for DJs and mobile entertainers in our country, and generally, they're a member of one of those in some way or another, just to show somehow that they are accredited for the extra effort that they've put forth in their business. So we've got single ops, some are part-time, and some it's their full-time profession. You might be wondering why all DJs don't consider taking their business full-time, and there can be many, many answers to that. Over the years, I have spoken with, I've spoken with thousands of DJs over the past 30 years from all over the country at different conferences and conventions where I've spoken, and some DJs truly have the passion to take their business to the next level, but for some reason they have not yet acquired either the skill set or the talent, either on the business side of things or on the performance side of things, to take that jump and become a full-time service provider. And then you've got others, well, they just don't want to. Maybe they really are passionate about their weekday career. They love doing what they do during the week. And the DJ job is just kind of on the side for fun as a hobby. It's an escape from that daily grind. They love to get out and just play music on the weekends. So there's lots of different reasons of why somebody is full-time or part-time. One other thing that you might notice with the single op DJ services that are part-time, many of them that have had no formal training, in order to fill empty dates on their calendars, those part-timers might also choose to subcontract themselves out to larger full-time organizations in order to fill empty dates on their calendars. So someone can be a single op part-time DJ, but in addition to that, work part-time for a larger company as well. Now, I could talk about this for hours. I mean, there's just so much information to share with you, but I don't want to get you too confused. So basically, this is what we have so far. Somebody can be a single op and work part-time or work full-time. That's going to help you a long way in understanding why businesses charge what they charge and why they include what they include and how they're able to include what they include in their packages. Now, just for a little bit, let's talk about larger organizations like mine here. We're referred to as a full-time multi-op. It means we have several DJs, MCs, lighting techs, photo booth attendants. They're all on payroll. Now, multi-ops like mine can also be broken down into different categories. Oh my gosh, hold on to your heads. Don't get too confused. In our case here, all of our team members are actual employees of our company. They are on company payroll. So we train them from scratch. We own all the sound and all the lighting equipment. We provide the attire and everything else. Our presentation here is uniformed at every event, as we have all trained together from the same company manual. So there's no surprises for any of our couples or the venues that, you know, that keep recommending us. They always know what they're going to get. Clients know exactly what to expect, and so do the venue managers. Now, if a team member here is to get sick or call out or have a family emergency, we don't have to send an outsider from another company or subcontract another entertainer that works on their own. We handle everything in-house because everybody's been trained here in our multi-op service. So we've got a full-time multi-op DJ company, right? Now, other multi-op DJ companies might do things a little bit differently behind the scenes by subcontracting or outsourcing their DJs, very similar to like what a talent agency would do, all right? So you call and the person doesn't specifically work for them, but they know that they're available and they'll send them out to do your event or wedding for you. So these DJs are paid as subcontractors. They're not on payroll. Most likely, they did not train anywhere, you know, with this company. And therefore, each of these entertainers may have be very different in the way that they present themselves as a DJ or on the microphone, and they may be using different sound equipment than anybody else. So some folks might have some great sounding stuff. Others could come out with, you know, nothing more than what you have in your own home. You never know exactly what you're going to get in that case. Same thing can be said for their experience level. Some of the DJs might have an outstanding level of experience, talent, and equipment, while others may not. Again, their presentation might not be totally uniformed because they are not employees of the company. Two. So I know that this is a lot to take in, but these details can be used for pretty much any of your wedding vendors, with the DJs, the photographers, florists, videographers, wedding planners. Some are part-time single op or a full-time single op. Some are multi-op. So it's good to know the terminology to understand who you're working with, all right? Hope it helps you to better understand our very unique industry. And if you ever have any questions, know that I'm always here and I'd love to speak with you. So just reach out anytime. Well, thank you so much for spending some time with me. It's always great to have you here. Remember, if you'd like to help out by supporting this podcast, well, leave a few kind words for us on iTunes, Google Play, or any other podcast network, wherever you listen. Also, be sure to subscribe so that you never miss an episode. Each week always brings new ideas, tips, and tricks to help bring the wow factor to your wedding. Again, I'm Steve Moody, owner of Steve Moody's Entertainment Connection, located on Maryland's Eastern Shore. We're the area's most reviewed, most referred, and most awarded wedding DJ service. You can find us on WeddingWire and The Knot, as well as our website at stevemoody.com. On Facebook, Steve Moody's Entertainment Connection, and on Instagram, Steve Moody's Wedding DJs. Most importantly, if you have enjoyed our time together, please let your friends know about it. Comment, like, review, and most importantly, share on your favorite social media outlets. Thanks again for hanging out.